I would say probably one of the hardest decisions I've had to make in politics. But as I said when I spoke, I gave a lot of thought, and it wasn't just about me. It was about a number of things, obviously about the Fine Gael party in Donegal, to do the best thing for the party. But from my perspective, it was also from my family's point of view. I was there before in 2011. I'm proud to have been there in 2011 and narrowly missed out, and would love to give it a second chance. But in light of everything that's happened, I suppose, since that, it's been difficult. I gave a commitment family-wise, and I felt I've done the right thing tonight, and I'm proud to have been able to stand up tonight. I'm proud to be nominated, and proud to bring it up tonight and to be able to draw that nomination and go forward from here on.
You alluded to you not being as happy as you might have been with the support you got in 2011, and perhaps some people within the organisation didn't give you the support you thought you deserved.
Yes, Donald, I think that's probably no secret within the party. Most people will be aware of what I meant by that. I felt afterwards that there was a certain lack of support from certain sections, which I felt was disappointing, because I had done what was asked of me, and I believe, as I said, that you must always play as part of a team, and I think when we lose sight of that, it obviously doesn't have the right outcome.
One of the clarion calls at convention tonight was, we're not going for one, we're going for two. You, perhaps, some will say, came across as pessimistic. Others will say you came across as realistic.
Yeah, well, I'm always a realist, Donald. Look, two things, I suppose. We're now in one constituency. It's a five-seater as opposed to a six-seater. We're in different times. I believe we've governed well, but there's no doubt it's going to be extremely difficult. And I'm always a realist. I'm a realist in business, I'm a realist in political life. I feel we'll definitely retain a seat, but I'm obviously also aware that it's going to be very, very difficult to take a second seat. I think if Denny probably had stayed in the field, it might have been different. And it's not obvious at this stage who the second candidate is going to be. Obviously, geographically, it would need to be somebody, I feel, from the southwest. Nobody's put their head above the parapet at this stage. Depending on who that candidate will be, will obviously, I suppose, have some bearing on how we perform. But at this stage, I think if we can come out the far side with one seat, I think we'll be doing well.